This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the LA Times. Way back when, that would be back in the early 2000s, people were treating their homes like ATMs. They'd be taking out money for college, for home improvements, for vacations, home equity lines of credit. That's what we're talking about here. HELOCs for short. And then the housing market collapsed and HELOCs went away. Well, guess what? The housing market is recovering. And HELOCs are back. And to tell us more about that, we're joined by financial journalist and founder of the site thinkglink.com, Elise Glink. Hi, Elise.
Hi, nice to be here.
Okay, so now let's talk about these home equity lines of credit, or HELOCs. Are they making a comeback?
Well, they're going to be making a comeback, but not quite yet, because the idea of a home equity line of credit is, get this, you have home equity. So if you don't have home equity, which is a problem for most Americans right now, unless you were very lucky and you bought, say, in 2009, 10, 11, or 12, but home equity loans are coming back. There's a bigger issue on the horizon, though, one that I think everybody ought to be very concerned about, which is that many of the home equity lines of credit that were set up back in the early aughts, as it's known, 2003, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, were interest only for the first 10 years. And then they have a little clause in them that says either you pay them off or whatever the balance is converts to a 15-year fixed rate loan. And that means that a whole lot of people, millions with billions with a B of dollars in HELOCs, are actually about to get a very rude surprise when they open their mail over the next couple of months.
And what sort of interest rates are they going to see?
Well, it's not that the interest rates are so high. It's just that now you're not paying interest only, you're paying principal and interest, and it's on a 15-year scale. So basically what you've done is taken whatever you've borrowed and you've turned it into a 15-year mortgage, which means that you're paying back an extraordinarily high amount of the principal along with a very low interest rate, which might be 3.5% or 4%. I mean, that's the amazing part of this, is that mortgage interest rates are, despite what everybody said, all the prognosticators have gone in the opposite way this year, and are actually hitting around 4% for a 30-year loan at about 3.25% to 3.5% for a 15-year loan. And so you might get that super low interest rate, but your payment could rise triple because now you're also paying back the principal in addition to the interest rate.
When the housing market went kerblooey, a lot of lenders circled their wagons. They started cutting back on these home equity lines of credit. Now that they're starting to loosen up the purse strings a little bit, how has the product changed?
Well, I think that one difference we're seeing is that lenders are a whole lot less eager to loan on these interest-only or what I would call pay option arms, where you literally would decide how much you're going to pay back for your home equity line of credit. And now what we're seeing instead is that everybody needs to know what they're going to pay. Banks need to be able to ascertain whether the person who's taking out the loan can actually afford to pay that back. And so I think you're going to see more rigorous underwriting, which of course will eliminate a lot of these loans. But also you're going to see the requirement of having a principal and interest payment right from the get-go. And where we're seeing that right from the start is from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo has long been known as the leader of home equity line of credit lending. And they're making this change, and they account for maybe not quite 20% of the market, but a significant chunk, and I think other lenders are going to follow suit.
Well, everybody likes the idea of getting a vacation or putting their kid through school or making some home improvements, but is a loan like this for everybody? You're essentially borrowing against your house.
You are, and there's a whole lot of places where people think that's a really bad idea, and there are a whole lot of financial experts who think putting your house at risk is kind of a dumb idea. It's no dumber, frankly, than doing a zero down loan that was interest only, where you didn't pay any equity into the house either. So I think those kinds of loans have gone away completely. We've seen lots of regulators frown on them. And the same thing is going to be true for home equity line of credit. The difference is that if you have substantial assets above and beyond the annual income that you earn. So let's say, for example, you own a lot of investment property or you have all kinds of stocks in the bank or a big inheritance. I think some lenders will be able to work with you more creatively, shall we say? And for everybody else who just has a W-2 and is trying to figure out why you're still not making as much as you did in 2006, it's going to be less available.
Is there any downside to being approved for a HELOC and then not using the money?
Not at all. So what's interesting about HELOCs is the way that they affect your credit history. In some HELOCs, and you should ask this question when you're getting it, exactly how will you be reporting this to my credit history? If you have a HELOC, let's say for $100,000 and you use $10,000 of it, you would assume that you've used just 10% of your available credit. But the way that some HELOCs were reported, it looked though as though that you were taking out 100% of your available credit. So it was reported that you were taking out $10,000 and your credit limit was $10,000, which is a really bad thing for credit histories. The thinking behind why somebody would do that, why some bank would do it, is to avoid their clients getting cherry-picked, because in the heyday of HELOCs, everybody wanted everybody else's good clients and customers, and so they would go and try and cherry-pick them. So I'm not saying that's officially why that was happening, but it is one possible explanation.
You mentioned earlier how those interest-only loans are now going to come due, and we're going to start seeing a surge in these payments. Are you expecting a surge in refis as a result?
Well, it would be really nice to be able to refi. I think a lot of people who have taken out home equity lines of credit would like to just simply wrap it all together and refinance into one big loan. And here's the problem. 10 million people are still functionally underwater with their mortgages. That means if they went and tried to do that today, they either wouldn't have enough equity in the house, or they literally have zero or negative equity. And there's no way for a regular lender to refinance them. So I get heartbreaking letters every week from my readers at thinklink.com and my syndicated column, or they listen to my show. They would really like to refinance and package all of these things together and get one low interest rate at the super low interest rates of where we are this week. And it's not possible. And so I think there's going to be a day of reckoning here for people who borrowed money maybe 10 years ago. And from now through 2017, when the big bulk of these HELOCs start to convert and come due, we're going to see increased amount of people who can't pay them. So there's going to be increasing defaults. We're going to maybe see an increasing level of foreclosures due to HELOCs. I mean, people are really going to be struggling to make it work. They're making less money or the same money, and yet the payment is now going to be an extra $200, $400, $500, $700 a month, and they simply don't have it. And those loans are going to go into default.
All right, something to be watching for. Financial journalist Elise Gling, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.